We're now joined by head coach Heather Hall of the Princeton Lady Tigers. It was not a win last night, but winning at Trenton right now with the talent Lady Bulldogs have, that is a tough one to try to get. So kind of like Putnam County the week earlier, it's not a win, but as we kind of look at this from the Princeton perspective, and I said this on the air numerous times last night, Coach Hall, you couldn't get to Ainslie Tolson. A lot of people are in that boat, but if you play like you did last night, you're going to win a lot of games over the next month.
Absolutely. If we can bring together defense and the pitching performance that we got out of Lauren last night, we're going to be in and probably on the winning side of a lot of ball games. So I was so proud of the way that my girls performed, and they stayed in the game through seven innings, and that's what we've got to bring each night on the field.
As far as playing Trenton goes, yeah, the thing that I would try to take, and I'm sure that you're going to tell the girls, is play every team like you play Trenton, because you know Trenton can intimidate some teams, and there's no intimidation there. You girls 2 years in a row have been ready to play the Bulldogs.
Absolutely, and I commended them on that last night. The intensity that they brought, we haven't seen in our first four games, and it was pretty evident that that helped them elevate their game to go out there and compete with Trenton for, you know, five innings like we did. And so that is something that we've got to have present in each game. I mean, it doesn't matter who we're playing. If we're playing Trenton or a team that maybe struggles, we've got to go in with the intensity and the mindset that we can beat anybody. I mean, nobody picked us in that game last night, and so we had nothing to lose. We just went out and had fun and played tough and believed in each other and put up a good fight.
Yeah. I'm kind of interested to see the way the girls handle playing Trenton, because it's one thing to play somebody that you know is really good, but maybe you don't know them real well. But your girls are, you have friends and know a lot of the Trenton girls. Does that almost help that they kind of know what they're getting into when they play the Bulldogs?
I think so. You know, and this is the fourth time around for a couple of our girls that have seen Ainslie, and, you know, some of them even played against her in junior high. So we know that she's good. She's an excellent pitcher, and you can't take anything away from her. But we know that she's good going into it, so we know a lot of their spots in the field, who plays where. So, yeah, we're really familiar with one another.
The interesting thing with last night's game is, and we know what a good player Lindsay Batson is for the Tiger side. Yeah, and she hit just a shot. I think it was in the third inning. It might have been the fourth, but the one that was flagged in the gap. And if that thing gets by Blackburn and gets to the wall, Lindsay at least is on third, and she might have scored. So that was a huge play.
It was huge. It was huge. And then she had another one there at the end of the game, when we had a runner on first. So, you know, there's a couple of situations there, but Trenton's defense stepped up. It was a really good play, stepping into the gap and catching that ball and taking a hit away from Lindsay. But she tagged that one and just about got it down in a gap.
As encouraging, I guess, as a loss could be for your team last night, Coach, kind of a discouraging loss to South Harrison. We kind of talked about them last week as a team that you kind of owe to get back at them for a couple of losses from last year. And right now, for whatever reason, South Harrison has your number.
They do, it seems to, Tom. They beat us the last three times that we've played them, and they've all been just by a few runs. That's a loss that still stings a little bit. We were up 4-1, and then in the last couple of innings, we gave away some free passes, let too many people on base, and just took one or two hits with those free passes on base for them to take the lead. So it's unfortunate, but I really think that that's a learning, eye-opening thing, seeing what those free passes and errors will do. So that one stings. I really feel like we are the better team there, and we should have won, but we didn't on that given night. So we're trying to move forward from that.
So obviously, you know, especially holding down Trenton's lineup for four shutout innings, and you just kind of felt like if she kept walking people, eventually the Bulldogs are going to get runs, and obviously it happened in the fifth. But I was really impressed by the way Lauren threw the ball last night. What makes her good, Coach?
She did an excellent job last night. It was her best performance to date, and that's the trend that I need her to have to get better every single game. So I'm very proud of her for that. What makes her good is she moves the ball really well, and she knows the game. She's probably one of the smartest players that I've ever coached, and she's just a freshman. So she knows when and where to pitch certain hitters. She can read, you know, their previous swing or where they hit a foul ball and know what the next pitch is to throw. So she's very smart, and her and Jasmine Allen are working very well together, and they're aggressive. They're just a freshman and sophomore battery, and they're not afraid to throw any pitch to any batter, and that's what I love about them. They have no fear, and I just hope that they continue that as they get older.
Some of the best pitchers I've seen, and I go all the way back to Aubrey Utley for Trenton going back a decade ago, they have that pitch that just starts...
A decade ago was my era now, Tom.
I know it. But I'm going to give your girl a great compliment here. One of the toughest pitches I've seen is that pitch that starts in the middle, and it just drives right down toward the kneecaps of the batter. And Lauren had that pitch going last night. She put it right on the hands of Trenton a number of times.
Yes, she did. She was able to get that dive at the end where it just kind of falls off the table, comes in on your hands, and I think really kept him off beat. And then she got several strikeouts with a higher fastball and rise ball, getting him to chase above the hands. So she was really good at keeping them off base and, you know, making them chase pitches that they normally wouldn't or know that they shouldn't. So she did a great job in that.
So we're kind of at that point here where we have games on the schedule we can talk about, but I just got done reading the forecast about a half an hour ago, and I don't know if all these games are going to be played, especially between now and Saturday, Coach.
I know. It's going to be rough. Here in Princeton, we're just hoping that the river doesn't get out because you know what that does to our field. But we are not too... hopeful that we'll get to play tomorrow, but if we do, we know that Milan is a team that we should go out and compete with and come out on top. Hopefully we're not going to get too many rainouts because then we're going to end up with a lot of 3- and 4-game weeks, which is rough when you have one pitcher. So we're hoping that we can get some games in soon anyways.
Yeah, there's a lot of rain until Saturday, and then there's a lot of sun, say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So Monday and Tuesday of next week, if Milan does get rained out, you got a trip to Mercer Monday, and then we're going to have a 101.7 trip down to Gallatin on Tuesday. Both of those, for different reasons, are big games for your program.
Absolutely. You know, Mercer's the in-county rivalry, so we always like to go out and play them really tough. And even though that they struggle from year to year sometimes, they always like to step up and play us too. So it's just that pride of your school in Mercer County. So the girls, I never have to give them a pep talk for that game. I mean, they are in it to win it, fired up from the beginning to the very end, and I love that. Gallatin is a tough conference rival. We haven't beat them in the last few years, and we played them pretty well in the Jamboree over at Milan. I know we had some people out of place, but we're looking to go down and put up a fight with them. I think that's an important conference game. They have the potential to be up in the top half of the conference, so if we can go and get a win over them, that's going to help our chances in the conference standings as well.
Tell you why I enjoyed calling last night's game, too, is at the end of the night I'm putting the final totals together. No errors for Trenton, no errors for Princeton. And if you can go through games errorless, or even when you're with one error, that's not a bad night, and play that sort of defense, that's going to be very much to your advantage.
Absolutely, and that's something that hasn't been the case for us the last few years. We've been error-ridden at some points throughout our season, so I'm enjoying seeing our defense be tough. And we've got some new people in places that haven't got a lot of varsity experience, so it's not like we've got a ton of experience out there in every spot, but they're just stepping up and making the plays, so that's huge for us.
The head coach of the Princeton Lady Tigers, Heather Hall. They are scheduled, and this is very much weather and field conditions permitting, the Lady Tigers scheduled to host Milan on Thursday at Mercer Monday, Gallatin on the road Tuesday. That Gallatin game you can hear on 101.7 FM. Coach, we'll catch up with you again next week. Good luck with the games coming up.
Thanks, Tom.